Well, the Children's Minister says cutting more than 400 jobs at Oranga Tamariki will result in better care of at-risk children. The public service took its biggest hit yet yesterday, with a combined 1,000 jobs on the chopping block at Oranga Tamariki and the Ministry of Education. The opposition says there can be no doubt this will compromise frontline services. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
The coalition government's rolling maul of cuts continues this week, the Ministry of Education proposing a net reduction of 565 jobs and Oranga Tamariki 447. Children's Minister Karen Chaw says it's all part of a wider plan.
I campaigned on having a full reset of Oranga Tamariki, making sure they get back to their core focus, which is our young people. So this is just putting that into practice.
It's understood Oranga Tamariki's evidence centre will be hard hit. It's responsible for collecting information about what works to keep children safe. Chief Children's Commissioner Claire Ahmed says these jobs, while not frontline, are critical.
This is work that really matters in the lives of children and young people. And so when it comes to functions like policy teams and like evidence and research teams, that work is crucial to informing how the work that happens directly with children and young people actually happens on a day-to-day level.
Opposition leader Chris Hipkins also worried frontline services will suffer.
It's a pretty dark day for New Zealand children. The government are cutting resources for some of our most vulnerable kids, and cutting that number of staff will almost certainly compromise their level of support that they're able to provide for those very vulnerable children.
A state care survivor herself, Karen Chaw, has been highly critical of the system. She says the cuts are about moving spend from the back office to frontline services and is dismissing any suggestion children will be worse off.
I actually think it'll be the opposite. To what you're saying. Frontline services have been ignored and have been under-resourced for far too long. We need to make sure that every dollar we're spending is actually for the benefit of our young people. We need to reset the focus for the ministry.
Oranga Tamariki Chief Executive Chappi Tekani wasn't available for interviews after announcing the job losses. In a statement, he says the changes will move the agency towards the kind of ministry it needs to be. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is unapologetic about the cuts, saying this is what people voted for.
New Zealanders expect us to make sure that every dollar is actually directed towards delivering an outcome. And so that's why you can be confident that as we go through the budget, there'll be an increase in support and resources and funding for Oranga Tamariki in education.
These latest announcements bring the total number of jobs axed in the public spending cull to just over 3,000.
That was our political reporter Annika Smith there. And yes, the total number of proposed job cuts so far, 3,042 by RNZ's count.